זכר נשמה סבי מורי יעקב יצחק פילטר, זכר נשמה דניאל שיידה בת יהושע פאוק. אוקיי, רבותיי. So basically, there's just only four packets left. Four packets left for this limud. So the last two are about making havdalah on this year's Tisha B'Av if you have to eat, and the concept of pregnant and nursing women fasting. So I think we're going to try to do the highlights of those today, even though Yud Ches is about Achilas Basar, but okay, Achilas Basar, even though they're both, you know, we have, you know, relevant today, but I think that's more of a pressing knowledge that people want to know about. So we're going to try to do some highlights of packet Chaf and Chaf Aleph today. And then on Monday, Tuesday, we'll see. We do Monday, Tuesday. We'll see when we go until maybe Monday and Tuesday, perhaps. Maybe Wednesday. We'll see. We'll take it from there. So normally, if you take a look at packet 21, Chaval. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us of packet 21 of Aleph on page 6. Akol chayav masanas arba tzomos v'asu l'fur together. Miu ubrasu menikos shemitztaras harba eilasanos. In other words, the simple halacha is that ubras umenikos are not chayav in to fast on the other tzomos, you know, like Tzom Gedalia, and Sar B'Teves, and these tzomos. So the only tzomos that are chuyif to fast, even if you're a Buberis or Menika, is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That's explicit in the Gemara that Tisha B'Av is you're mechuyif to fast even Buberis or Menika, because and that's a Gemara in Psachim, I think, and Dalet, etc. So the question of this year is when it's a Tisha B'Av Shenidche, do we say that it's still the same status, or do we say that that no, Tisha B'Av Shenidche has a status like Shaar Taneios. In Shaar Taneios, you don't really have to fast. I mean, the Ramos is a little bit more machmir. He says you should fast on the other tzomos unless you're mitztaras harbe. But the simple pshat in the poskim is that you're not mechuyev to fast on the other tzomos for Muberes Umenika. Okay, so let's take a look in the packet 20. Now, in Sivav, that's a different halacha. If a woman gave birth, so for the first 30 days, she wouldn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. That's a chaya. Meaning, yeah. In other words, the reverse of Menikos means she already gave birth. Either she's pregnant or she's nursing. Meaning she didn't give birth. She's pregnant. She didn't give birth yet. She's pregnant. Or she's Menika. Chaya means she gave birth. And it's 30 days. The Ramban sheet is Achai kol shloshim yom, chay chola shu tzorich lechol, ain tzorich omen, o malichon also, miyad mokam choli logoz rabban. So for the first 30 days, bigger din, it's potter. The Taz is more machmir, but the Rabban Shita quoted in the Mechaber is this is all for Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur, it's more chomer. You don't get 30 days with Yom Kippur. But Tisha B'Av is more chomer. So let's take a look on page 27. There's a tshuva from the Shavuos Yaakov. We're now doing Chaf Aleph, the end of Chaf Aleph, page 27, 26 and 27. The packet Chaf Aleph. I want to show you the Shavuos Yaakov. On Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. And that's the Shavuos Yaakov She'elo Lamed Zayin. So what's the Shaila? Tisha B'Av Shnas Tuf Hey Aleph. Long time ago. Tuf Pei Aleph. Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. V'nidcha Lacha Shabbos. Ve'echar Hayolo Choli She'ebo Satan Kol Kach. So it was a Tisha B'Av Shechal She'nidcha, and the person had a Choli She'ebo Satan. V'kibir Lolav Atayin is his son Ana Chachatzos, and he fasted until after Chatzos and Zman Milcha G'dola. Right? The nechlash, and he got weak. He was fasting, and he got weak. The nechlash ad shetziva harofe shalo yisana yosef. Right? The rofe told him you should break the fast. Again, it was a nidche, and he was fasting, and he had a chol shein lo sakhana, but he still was fasting. Nechlash Atshotziva rofe shalo yisana yosef behor lehem amora sheispalu milchim dola. So the Rav said, after the doctor said he should break the fast, he said, so David Milcha Gedola, Zachachach Yochal. Fish is Paul Tzilis Milcha Bichid, the Shachach Milaniach Tzilim Kedino. So he David Bichidis, because the regular minion was not Milcha Gedola, and the doctor told him to eat, and the rabbi told him, so David Milcha, and then you'll eat. And so he was David Bichidis. So as we know, Tisha B'Av, we don't put on tefillin in the morning. We put on tefillin by mincha. So he's not in Michidus. He forgot about the tefillin because he was, he wasn't with the rest of the people. V'shal ha'shoel matakanos. So the person asked, so what should he do now? Tshuva. Hinei b'vaday ma shahora ha'mora she'ispal mincha dol yofa osa. He said what the Rav said is good, that he should daven milcha gedola. Kevin shenidcha Tisha B'Av al yom echad, ein tzorach lahashlim. He says, kevin shenidcha Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av shel nidcha, ein tzorach lahashlim afilu b'cholik tzas. He says, Tisha B'Av shel nidcha, even b'cholik tzas, a few behold says kein hat in horse be your letters talk shloshim ob mubaras u michish ksas. He says this is the Shavuos Yaakov say this is how I paskin when it's a Tisha B'Av shenidcha that he's mekel the chayit shloshim yom or chay shloshim yom the shulchan aruch is mekel even on a Tisha B'Av that's not. But certainly in Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, he's Mekel the oldest Tok Shloshim of Mubaras. Pregnant ladies who normally would fast on Tisha B'Av. Rav Elimelech Leibowitz from Brooklyn told me he has him. He heard from Rabbi Zatzal that Rabbi said that the din of not fasting on Tisha B'Av for a regular pregnant woman is if she's feeling fine, but say she's vomiting. So then, even on a regular Tisha B'Av, he told me that the Rebbe held that he would have to fast. But the question is, stomping a Muberes, even if you're not growing up, is some type of, choili. So that's the question. So over here, it's nidche. Afil mishum kovet hamila ikil banal. Even for kovet hamila, right? If Tisha B'Av she nidche, and they say the Bali Bris don't have to fast. Kol shekei b'mokom chashash holi. So he says that. So basically, what the Mor was saying is that you're going to daven mincha and you're going to break the fast. So he says, yeah, that's what I tell people. That it's b'linyan hanachas tefillin, b'vada im yochol leilech lebeis hakneset l'tzarfei lov minyan b'veiso mincha v'zmano az yitzarfei mehem hanachas tefillin. It was, if he could go to shul, put on, kilis pa'al imar, v'chavein im ashach v'chazor shetfilo, chach yach v'itzosam, because he could go to shul, put it on with the rest of the people. V'imev shakal tzarf lov minyan peish, when he as he spalled Arvis Beljom, Yilbush had fill and he spalled by Arvis Krishman Korsev, Kakayak, also fill Kolish Spal Yilkes. So maybe he could do it with the Tzibur. But yeah, he's saying maybe he could go to shul and he could, even he davened mincha already, but he could daven. He says. He already died. So he says, okay, so he didn't put on tefillin. He wants to have some type of tefillah with his tefillin. So he says, Lina Harasa tefillin, Bavadim Yochel Leilech, Bebesa Knesses, Olutsarfel of Minyan Bebeso, Milcha Bismano. So he may have a minion in his house or in the shul, and he'll put on tefillin. And he'll listen to the Chazar Sashats. So there's some kiyum of having tefillin on during davening, even though he's not really davening, he's davened already, he's listening to Chazar Shoshats. I mean, he's going to, and if not, he says he could do, it's a daven early Maariv, and we had tefillin for the Shmon Esrei of Maariv. Even though he says that really you shouldn't daven Maariv and tefillin because it's a tati tzasri. Davening Maariv, even though you're davening Maariv, you're both young. But Kavoka Bilyon Yidan Shachar Machmas Onus Choli Rosh Lassus came to the Shulik Lake Kapafta Dulamon of Tzil. In other words, it shouldn't go a day that he didn't daven with his Tzil. But the main point that we're doing this Shuva is that he, Shvus Yaakov, this I heard from Rabbi Badi, to treat Tisha B'Av Shenidche Mokal like Shar Tzomos, which the din is that Boris and Manikas don't have to the fast, and that's what he said. He says Mavadei Mashahora Hamorah Sheitzbal Milcha Gdola, meaning and then break your fast. Yofa also Kevin Shenidche Tisha B'Av Pemechad Ein Tzorich LaHashlim Afilu B'Chol Yitzas.
All the other,
right. The other Inuyim, a person still can't wear leather shoes and can't have kashrus shamid. All those things are still possible. Okay, so this is the tshuva that I wanted you to see, because it's interesting. The main point of the tshuva is about the tefillin, but Agav, he speaks about the status of that. Now, take a look down Packet Chof. So there's a famous, now the question is, people who are pregnant and they're not fasting, or even men who are not feeling well, they're not fasting. So what about Havdalah? So first, you should know that there's a sheet of the Ramban. We don't really follow the sheet of the Ramban, But it's a fascinating sheet of the Ramban about Havdalah this year, on this Tisha B'Av. So this Ramban is here on the packet Chaf of page 3. It's the Ramban in the Torah Adam, Reish Samach Aleph. So says the Pachachov. Says the Ramban. You see on page 3 where the left arrow is. Mistabe the Motzai Shabbos Shachal Yos Tishabav Lo Tichnu Havdol Alakos. His sheet is that this year, this Shabbos, there's no Havdol. We don't follow. We don't pass them with the sheet. Why? Shrei Amru B'tchila Kavu B'tchila. Originally they made Havdol B'tchila. Shiru, when they got wealthy, kavu alakos. But the Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Motzei Shabbos, Kol Yisrael Aniyim Merudim. We're all considered Aniyim on Tisha B'Av. B'Chihai Shata Lo Tekino Alakos Klal. There was maybe there was no takana of Havdalah Alakos. So this, when Zman Havdalah is Tisha B'Av. That's Ramban Shita. Okay, we don't follow that. Now, so the Knesset HaGedolah on page 5, he's the one to say that to make Havdalah. And that's how why people do it. On page 5, it says, She'elim Deilim Rabbeinu Chola She'ochol B'tishbav Mishu Balbris Heich Mutter Lehem Mechol B'lo Havdalah. How is it mutter? So he says, what's the question? It's not mutter. Ma'azu sheila, havade pshita shekodu sheyochlu mavdil and a kos. He says, no, you know, Hanami, you have to make Havdalah. You have to make Havdalah.
Even after
you have to make Havdalah. Because you're not allowed to eat. But I want to show you something. In this, one of my favorite svarim is the Dvar Yoshua. The Dvar Yoshua is Dayan Ehrenberg, who was Dayan Tel Aviv. And he was one of the great poskim. And he writes on page 7. He says, "Adar Ashashal Benoshim She'in Micholus on Sabbos." He speaks about women who can't fast. My Yasu B'Havdol Shabbat Tishma Motzei Shabbos. Because L'das HaRamah, you see, the question is of the women. Because the Ramah says, Chaber says women can make Havdalah by themselves, but the Ramah Reish Pesad Yivav says Lo Yavdil La'atzman, right? Yishmu Havdalah Min Anoshim. But if their husband is fasting, so it's not so easy to hear Havdalah. Meaning you don't have to have Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. Not too many people are making Havdalah this Motzei Shabbos, so they're not making it on Tisha B'Av. And the Ramah Shita is that women generally shouldn't make their own Havdalah because it's a question where they're chayiv in Havdalah. So the Mechaber Paskins, for sure, they're chayiv in Havdalah, they make Havdalah. But the Ramah says, the Reish Tzadi B'Av, they're lo yavdilu. So this is, look what he writes here. He says, Hinei me'olam lo'isi v'lo shamati b'Poland. When he was in Poland, he was in Europe, he never saw in his life shecholo yavdil akos kodem achila. Afilo anoshim. He says he never saw such a thing. It wasn't a practice. He said, people who had to break their fast, break their fast. Then they made Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Tisha B'Av, not Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Tisha B'Av, Sunday night. And he says, V'nira d'samcho al shita saramban, shehevi hatur, mein Havdalah b'Tisha B'Av klal. But we don't paskin like the Ramban. Bavagav danan lo kaimu hanka Ramban, shem avdilim in Motzei Tisha B'Av. Yishlom rechenu shatama shalom banu kumot shkotzav arosh, Shri'amru Pil Kavu Batfila, Hashiru Kavu Pakos, Kazu Venu Kavu Batfila, the Tishma Shakal Botsai Shabbos called Israel Anim Rudim. Like Avnul is Kino on Kos, Tabza Lokiblu Ra. So he says that, so we didn't accept it. Maybe we accepted it, the Indian Motsai Tishma, the Tzorak Lavdil Alakos, Shri Motsai Tishma, Shigizman, the Homo, Kose Ocean of Como, Moshe Ta'an Amiri, Sifrit Mugin of us. Shane Tzorak Lavdil of the Kose. Well, in Yom Tishah of Atzmo, maybe, in other words, even though we don't, Ramban says this Motzai Shabbos, no one makes Abdullah even after Tishah B'Av. So we don't follow it, but maybe we follow it, Megabe Tishah B'Av itself, that there's no Havdalah, no Chiyav Havdalah on Tishah B'Av itself. Because Ramban said, even after Tishah B'Av, you don't have to make Havdalah. But he says, maybe Megabe Tishah B'Av, the minute was in Europe to follow the Ramban and not to make any Havdalah. Balbris is different. Balbris is like an usher. See, by when you a person having a bris mila, so he's not mashlim. Then there, the Dogon Bravo says he can make Havdalah. He says that's different than, say, the Dogon Bravo says that if you're Baal Bris, you make Havdalah on Sunday. If you're going to eat. So he says, Lo Domi Baal Bris L'Chola, came in the Yod of Delay. He says, that a Baal Bris is not the same as, because Baal Bris is a yontif for him, so he's considered like a shir. So it's not the same as this. Not the same as a choyla. I think that's the Rav Yeshua saying. The Dogon Bavon says he makes Abdullah for a Bris, but he says that maybe a bris is different. Because a bris is not, bris is different. You're not a, you know, then you're considered like an usher. You're having a simcha, so to speak. So then you make Abdullah for a bris. But the Dvar Yeshua said that he never saw anyone in Europe make Abdullah, man or a woman, on Tisha B'Av. After they make, but not on Tisha B'Av itself. And he says the pshat is that Megabe Tisha B'Av for Chayla, the following the Ramban sheet on Tisha B'Av itself. The Ramban would tell you after, even after Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't make Havdalah. But for Tisha B'Av itself, that's the Dvar Yeshua. And then Zecher Simcha. Right, well, the Sfardim, they can make it, but I mean, he's probably prosecuting for Ashkenazim, but the Sfardim, they hold, you know, women can make Havdalah straight up. And look at the Sefer Zeches Simcha, of Simcha Halevi Bamberger. He has a truth on this as well.
She can't tolerate.
One second. Zeche Simcha Simon Sam of Tess. He says, Alder Hachira, Petisha for Chachalios Biom Rishon, Mishal Yuchal Hashlim. Does he have to make Havdalah? He says, Nirlani Adaiti, the Koporim Menum Matsor, Lolishkos Koshayai, Kamadirim Tach Ushoso, Ainul Havdil. He says, in other words, you're going to be drinking more than you really need to drink. It's nothing to do with your sickness that now you're going to have that cup of whatever. So why should you have much cousin post from Hilchos Yom Kippur? In other words, on Yom Kippur, you shouldn't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. You don't need the Kiddush. You just need some crackers to keep you going. So he writes, So he writes, why should, because if you make havdalah, then you're gonna be eating or drinking something that you didn't need for your, now that's only, this is a machlokes. See, some poskim hold, or everybody holds this way, that there's no shiurim on tishbav. Once you're not chayiv, you're not chayiv. There are poskim, so there are shiurim, so that would be the nafkamina. In other words, if you hold once, then you know on mitzuva on tishbav. But Yom Kippur, there's definitely a shiurim. On tishbav, there's a question of whether you have to eat shiurim. So a lot of some people, everybody always held that you don't need shiurim because you're not mitzuva. But he's working with the shita that you can't eat anything more than you really need. So then you don't need this cup of water, whatever it is. So Maisa Azoy. So there are poskim that didn't hold from this whole havdalah thing, and it seemed that was the earlier minhag. It's interesting. There's a letter here from Reb Chaim Kanievsky to his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, on page 16 and 17. About Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. Even regular Tisha B'Av that you know. The Rav Abadi Shita is that he's very into the Mechaber anyway, even for Ashkenazim, that they can make Havdalah. Rav Abadi Shita is that it should make Havdalah on grape juice. Because he holds that grape juice is really, even though most poskim hold that you shouldn't have grape juice during the 9 days, he holds that grape juice is really mutter during the 9 days. Because it's not, they only asked Yayin Shem Basamach during the 9 days. But he tells.
Shechana says Yayin Migito. Shechana says Yayin Migito.
What do you think?
The Shekhan Aruch says the Yain Migito is
so great. So, Bez Hashem, next week we'll see the discussion about Basav Yain. So, and the Chazanish, so Rav Lani holds to make it on grape juice. Even for women, does make it on grape juice. But the Briskerov, and some people make it on Hamar Medina because they don't want to drink wine or grape juice on Tisha B'Av. So they make a Chamar Medina. Then it's a question, what's Chamar Medina? You know, does it have to be Meshachir? So Rav Gutman said maybe Chamar Medina is orange juice. Maybe Chamar Medina. Or coffee, some hope. But it's interesting, on page 18, he quotes here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says from the Chazanish. He says, "Kavish man, mekdal lo yidimur b'havdi rachal chamar medina." So he says, maybe Rav Yashiv, he thought it was only matter chamar medina, but the Chazanish held that you should always make havdalah only on wine. And he says, maybe we don't even have a dinner for chamar medina, but man is a Chazanishi is only. So if that be the case, if you follow the Chazanish, that you can only make a wine because maybe we don't have a real Chamar Medina, so then maybe you shouldn't be Mavdil and Tisha B'Av at all. But Rav Yashiv said that the Briskerov said that you can make Havdalah on wine on Tisha B'Av if you can not fast, because he said like this, that Erev Tisha B'Av is not this week yet. But you have the Suda Mafsekes, that's like an oinig. Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanif. And you can't have wine or meat at the Suda Mafsekes. But you're like an oinig. But Rav Shach always points out, an oval can have yayin, and just an oinig can't. So the only time we can't have the Medina is at the Suda Mafsekes. Again, it doesn't apply this year because we don't have a real Suda Mafsekes on Shabbos. Also be yayin about Tisha B'Av Atzmo, but he says Tisha B'Av itself is not anointing. Tisha B'Av is like a veilus. where it's mutter be yayin. So he says, so maybe yayin migito yesh lahakel, that that if you have wine that didn't ferment, that would be okay. But that's what Rav Abadi tells people, to use grape juice. Well, that's what it seems. I mean, the competition of so he says that maybe I'm Migito grape. So I have different problems with grape juice, but that's, you know, but whether grape juice is really Borek Ragoffen. But most people assume it is Borek Ragoffen. So then that could be, but I'm not, you know, so that became the Minigoyim. Yeah. But also to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av if you're going to eat. Even though I'm not convinced, I have a certain affinity for the Dvar Yeshua. Usually when the Dvar Yeshua says something, it's usually to my liking, the Dvar Yeshua.
That's when Shulchan Aruch say, Yain Megito, in Forish from Shulchan Aruch, Yain Megito in the 9 days, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next week, Rav Arar. Yeah, or they can make it even, people are usually making it when they break the fast. Yeah. But if somebody doesn't, you know, I don't knock them over the head. You know, because the Maisa, I think the Dvar Yeshua is really right. So even though Zman Hazeh didn't become the Minig like the Dvar Yeshua says that he never saw anyone make Havdalah or Tisha B'Av. Yeah. So, right. So the question is how much. Like Rav Abadi was, even though he's a Sfarim, but he knows he passes Ashkenazim also. He thought the Iker Halach is like the Mechaber. So it depends how much you're choshesh for the Ramah. Like Rav Goodman mentioned, that maybe from the Chanami, maybe women, you know, if you're real follow the Ramah, then they should wait to their husbands. But it became the minute to do it, to make up the only women. So, I mean, especially a woman who, if the husband wouldn't be home for some reason, would make their own Havdol during the year, say. So, clearly she's not following the Ramah. So, okay, but in the hearts of my hearts, I'm into the Dvar Yeshua that on Tisha B'Av we follow the Ramah. But since the Minhag Olam is not that way, so the difference is I used to tell women who say, I tell them they don't have to fast, and I used to then say, you know, that you have to make Havdalah. Now I don't say that so much. So if they end up making Havdalah, fine, and if they end up not making Havdalah, so that's really what I, you know, it's also fine because of the... By Yeshua, he says he never saw it in his life in Poland that anyone should make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. But you have the Knesset Hagdolah, so he perceives he's a big person. The only thing is Knesset Hagdolah is the one who wrote the tshuva against the grape juice. So you can't fit everything in life. You can't work out everything. So you have to have a mahalach. So if a woman wants to make Havdalah, let her make Havdalah. If she doesn't feel comfortable, then she can rely on the Dvar Yeshua and a year from her husband Sunday night. Okay, so Ramosai, so Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have Chumash now. And so we didn't finish everything in Chof and Chaval, but the main things, as I wanted you to see, was that Shuv of the Shmos Yaakov, and I wanted you to see the discussion about the Havdalah and the Ramban. And then we'll go back to Pakei Yud Ches, and we'll finish off those packets on on next week, Bez Hashem. So we'll have Shir Bez Hashem Monday, Bez Hashem at 11 o'clock on coming week. And then Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday. We'll see. We'll see how long it'll take us to finish up. And, okay, so now we'll do Parsha, and we'll go from there.